The Mother Church of St. Gregory the Great is an important place of worship dedicated to St. Gregory the Great, Pope and Doctor of the Church. Knofor is fundamental role in the liturgical reform and in the spread of Christianity. Its origins are probably in the medieval period, in a context in which religion was deeply rooted in everyday life. Despite lack of accurate documentation, it is believed that the church was built to meet the spiritual needs of the growing local population. Subsequently, it has undergone several modifications and restoration that have followed over the centuries. The last one dates back to a few years ago, following the earthquake of the 1918 that severed the damage, especially the roof. Legends has it that his construction was wanted by Pope Gregory, who was passing through their areas. The structure has typical style of the southern Italian churches, with Baroque and neoclassical influences visible in the interiors and decoration. The face cut is sober, stands out for its linearity and symmetry, adorned with religious symbols and embellished with artistical details that underline its spiritual and historical importance. The interior of the Mother Church is richly decorated with frescoes, stuccos and marble altars. The main altar is dedicated to St. Gregory the Great and houses his estate and painting of the patron saint. To enter the church, there are three doors, two side doors and the central doors. The church is divided into three naves. At the end of central nave, you can find the high altar, where behind there is the nave that contains the statue of St. Gregory the Great. In addition to the high altar, there are 10 huge altars, each dedicated to a saint. Entering through the door in the right nave, some relics are preserved, including those of St. Gregory Pope. In addition, in the church there is, at the top, in front of the high altar, a wooden choy of a great vow, carved by hand, that underline the mastery of local artisans and the center of music in the liturgy. At the end of left aisle is the sacristy and the area where liturgical clothes for celebration and the other sacred objects are stored. The sacristy is also the place where priests prepare before masses and religious service, and here also moments of reflection and meditation take place. Outside the church, on the back stand the bell tower, a decorative element that was built later, thanks to the donation of the Uzzolino family. It's an imposing structure that not only serves as a visual reference point for the village, but also contains ancient bells, used to mark the main moments of religious and civil life. The Mother Church of St. Gregory the Great is much more than a place of worship. It is a real monument to the history, a heart and spiritualism of an entire in community. Every corner of this church tells a part of its long and rich history, from medieval origins to modern restoration. And every decoration, every altar, every relic is a witness to the devotion that has animated this place for centuries. entering this church meant taking a journey into the heart of the Italian religious tradition, where artistic beauty blends with faith and culture.